The Geek Speak podcast is brought to you by Web Mobile Fusion's 90-Day Growth Accelerator. Predictable growth for deposits and loans with a digital strategy in mind. The acquisition of new customers based on location alone is not an effective growth strategy. Utilizing a digital marketing strategy such as Web Mobile Fusion's 90-Day Growth Accelerator provides your financial institution with a far more effective way to find new clients. The 90-Day Growth Accelerator is a guided process to 1. Audit your current marketing strategy, 2. Identify bottlenecks, opportunities, and the metrics that matter, and 3. Develop an action plan to improve strategy and double your sales. In the three phases, number 1 is the build phase, number 2, the optimize phase, and number 3, the accelerate phase. In all phases of the game, you have a documented strategy, actionable metrics, and tactics and tools. You want to make sure that you're not stuck in the mud. You know where you're going, but you don't have the tools or abilities to get there. You don't want to be a bull in a china shop where you have lots of activity, but you have no idea what's working. Or the one-hit wonder. Tactics work until they don't. There's no unified framework for predictable growth. To find out more about the 90-Day Growth Accelerator, visit webmobilefusion.com. What would be the ideal solution? I know you have a end-to-end for small businesses, but where could a business just start with fencing? What would be the ideal place you think to start?
So, you know, you mentioned employees. So, you know, if you wanted to consolidate payroll and accounting in the same solution, the accounting of payroll, there's a lot there, right? Wages is just a small piece of it. There's a lot on top of that, you know, in terms of what it costs to have employees and support them with, you know, the various benefits, but also the tax obligations. So combining those is a possibility, but if you wanted to just focus on streamlining in the most narrow way, you can get started with just payments with FinSync for $10 a month. And that combines ACH capabilities, charge card capabilities, and we also have a lockbox service and a remote check cutting service. So, you know, especially now in a work from home environment and folks not wanting to go to the post office or maybe not wanting to even receive envelopes, being able to do, you know, facilitate payments, you know, without touching anything, right? Just from a laptop, wherever you are, there's a great convenience there. And that makes life easier for your customers and your vendors too.
Hi, my name is Lincoln Parks, founder of Web Mobile Fusion. We help community banks, credit unions, fintechs, and financial institutions effectively find their target audience. We help you market directly to your targeted customer through a customer journey that takes your customer from virtually unknown to a raving promoter fan of your business. Believe it or not, customers are no longer waiting for financial institutions to catch up with technology. Customers want access to technology through your institution where they are with immediate access to meet their financial needs. Are you providing that? Well, my next guest may have some solutions. My guest on today's podcast is Eddie Davis, SVP of Sales and Operations for FinSync. In this jam-packed episode, Eddie answers some of the following questions. Who is FinSync? How has FinSync pivoted and helped small businesses through COVID? What do you see as your number one asset to small businesses? Who is FinSync's ideal customer? There are tons of companies in this space. What makes FinSync a major player? What's the difference between QuickBooks Online, Gusto, Paychex, and FinSync? What is the major advantage FinSync has over others? FinSync's mission is to help small to medium-sized businesses grow and succeed with innovative software and unmatched services. Their payments platform helps businesses centralize controls of payments, automate accounting, process payroll, and manage cash flow. The software and connect with members of the FinSync network for banking, financing, accounting, and insurance needs. FinSync only partners with the best, so their customers can always expect the best service. And they help their partners deliver their services through the FinSync platform, resulting in improved operational efficiency and more profitable results for customers and partners. From this episode, you will walk away from this podcast inspired, happy, and ready for more. Let's listen in to this episode with Eddie Davis of FinSync. Hey, welcome, guys. On today's podcast, I have Eddie Davis from FinSync. FinSync is a technology company in the Atlanta area. And we're just going to talk to Eddie a little bit about FinSync and what it's all about. So, Eddie, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks so much, Lincoln. Happy to be here.
Awesome. Awesome. So, Eddie, tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do at FinSync.
So my title is SVP of Sales and Operations, and a lot of what I do is work with financial institution partners to understand, you know, ways that they can better solve problems. And for us, it's really about solving business problems specifically. So introducing our solution, talking about pain points that small businesses have here in the U.S. and ways that financial institutions can be a better partner and advocate for their business clientele.
Awesome. So you handle pretty much all of the operations, marketing. What specifically do you do in your role?
Yeah, so marketing is a little bit of it, but it's more of an introduction. So, you know, more of a sales oriented, having those conversations, walking people through, helping them understand exactly how everything fits together in terms of what we do and what they currently do. And then ensuring that they have a smooth implementation of a partnership with FinSync thereafter.
Gotcha. So tell us a little bit, because I know people are listening, they're going to be watching here. Tell us a little bit about who FinSync's customer is, and just give us a little background on the company itself.
Yeah, absolutely. So FinSync is what we call a cash flow management platform. So there is a widely quoted score statistic that somewhere north of 80% of small businesses fail due to cash flow management problems, right? So that might be, you know, not making payroll. It might be that, you know, an opportunity came along, but they, you know, didn't have access to capital to actually deliver on that, right? So maybe it's a bigger client that wanted net 90 terms, you know, but they, you know, floating the company until they could get that money in was challenging. So those types of things are addressable by a company like us. So our platform, when we say cash flow management, it's really three pillars. It's our back office software. So we are a competitor of QuickBooks, but also their add-on applications, products for payroll, expense management, payments, project profitability, things like that. But then on top of that, access to capital, so facilitating an easier business loan application and making it easier to connect with a banker. And then our services network, in addition to, you know, what we would consider bankers part of what we call the finance team, we also have vetted professionals that provide accounting services and insurance. So an all-in-one solution for a small business owner that makes life easier for them because they have, you know, one interface, one database, they're not managing lots of passwords. Software is not evolving separately, right? If you're thinking about different user interfaces and having to stay trained on all of those. So a lot of efficiencies, but when you have everything in one place, you know, the goal is, how can we help this business focus on growing the business, right? Most business owners didn't get into business to be administrators. They got into it because they love whatever that business is, digital marketing, you know, renovations, whatever that might be, right? So how can we help them focus on that? Let's make the administrative side a lot easier. And so cash flow management is a general term that speaks to all of those things. So FinSync, we're based in Atlanta, Georgia, founded in 2011. Growing specifically in terms of how we work with businesses. We're always adding new capabilities. So we're a, you know, a cloud-based solution. So folks that work with us, you know, we're always listening to feedback and iterating and, you know, releasing new capabilities. So we're a growing platform, but it's all centered around cash flow management and specifically for businesses.
Gotcha. So like a small business like myself, you know, Web Mobile Fusion, you know, really small business. We have, you know, maybe three or four employees, some contractors in there. What would be the ideal solution? I know you have a end-to-end for small businesses, but where could a business just start with FinSync? What would be the ideal place you think to start?
So, you know, you mentioned employees. So, you know, if you wanted to consolidate payroll and accounting in the same solution, the accounting of payroll, there's a lot there, right? Wages is just a small piece of it. There's a lot on top of that, you know, in terms of what it costs to have employees and support them with, you know, the various benefits, but also the tax obligations. So combining those is a possibility, but if you wanted to just focus on streamlining in the most narrow way, you can get started with just payments with FinSync for $10 a month. And that combines ACH capabilities, charge card capabilities, and we also have a lockbox service and a remote check cutting service. So, okay, you know, especially now in a work from home environment and folks absolutely not wanting to go to the post office or maybe not wanting to even receive envelopes, being able to do, you know, facilitate payments, you know, without touching anything, right? Just from a laptop, wherever you are, there's great convenience there. And that makes life easier for your customers and your vendors too. So that would be the lightest way. But then from there, if you wanted to go ahead and do accounting and payroll, just the nature of making payments and invoicing people and getting paid, that because it's a combined system, a lot of your accounting is going to be done for you just as you're transacting.
Gotcha. So today, can somebody just go on your website and they can get started with those services?
They can. And there's a free trial. They're not required to put in payment information as well. So it's an opt-in versus an opt-out. So it's a risk-free way to get into the system, get a feel for it. You can sync your, you know, bank accounts as well if you want to test the automated transaction import and the bookkeeping functions. But, you know, everything starts with a free trial.
Absolutely. That sounds good. So I know you mentioned working from home. We're in this environment. We're in this COVID environment. Everybody's, you know, at home. So what has FinSync done in the past few months that has helped small businesses out during this COVID period or this time frame?
So we do have some new partnerships. NextGen HQ and AEO are out there. There's some special pricing available there. But, you know, from a software development standpoint, we are now in what's called the forgiveness phase of the PPP loan program, right? The payroll protection loans that started in April. So we were a provider of a digitized version of that loan application.
Yeah.
And then thereafter, the applications for forgiveness of that loan. So, you know, assuming that you got funded via PPP, you needed to go back and say how much of that loan you wanted to be forgiven and submit that application, which was more complex than the original.
Right.
We provide digitized versions of both of those. So facilitating, making that a lot easier, being sure that, you know, you had a better and faster experience than if you had maybe attempted to do the PDF version of that.
Right. Right. So have you seen some of the small businesses that have worked with you guys through this, the PPP process and the forgiveness. Have you gotten any feedback back from them on how it's been using your platform and interfacing with SBA?
So they don't directly interface with the SBA because their banker ultimately handles that part. So it's really interfacing with their banker.
Gotcha.
But the feedback that we've received is, you know, I was able to complete it very easily. It didn't take any time at all. I understood what I was supposed to do. And then from the banker, the processor side that has to look over that documentation, you know, what we want to hear is we're delivering a very high percentage of these applications that are correct the first time, right? So the best experience for everybody is, you know, as the business, you submitted it correctly. And as the banker, I can review it quickly. And to your point, pass it to the SBA if I'm ready to.
And so we delivered on that. The feedback from both sides was it was very smooth and a well-delivered, you know, digitization of that process.
That's good to hear. And to piggyback on top of that, there's a lot of companies right now that are in this space. You know, you have your Gusto, you have FreshBooks, you have, you know, QuickBooks Online, you know, you got a lot of, and you know, a lot of fintechs are popping up and they're coming into space. What differentiates you guys from all of those other providers?
On the business side, it's we're comprehensive solutions for small business. So, you know, assuming that a business at some point, and many do, and especially with COVID, there's been an acceleration of the adoption of cloud, you know, cloud solutions, right? I want to be able to access this from wherever I am, device not important, and I want a team environment where everybody has the data. So folks that did that with some of the folks that you mentioned, QuickBooks relies on third parties for the most part. They do have an internal payroll, but a lot of QuickBooks users use Gusto or Paychex or ADP, right? So on the business side, there is, you know, there is a challenge to manage an app ecosystem, right? You have a cobbled together back office solution where you're logging in and out of different pieces of software. Is that faster than doing everything by paper? Yeah, it certainly is, but it could be faster if you consolidated that. Right. And that's what we provide, an all-in-one on the business side. A couple of those that you mentioned in terms of, you know, fintechs and how they interact with banks are becoming banks. QuickBooks has announced QuickBooks Cash. Behind the scenes, it is actually a different, it is a bank that's backing it, but they're promoting it as a business operating account combined with the, you know, features of QuickBooks, right? Accounting and those sorts of things, invoicing tools and that sort of thing. Gusto has announced that as well, Square and others. So when you think about as a banker, you know, what does that mean for you? It means that you likely have an overlapping client pool with fintechs who are looking to disintermediate you.
Right.
Our approach to that is very different. So, you know, historically, if, you know, as part of starting a business relationship, a bank was asked, you know, what would you recommend for accounting software? QuickBooks, Intuit, they're the largest in the small business space in the United States. They might reflexively say, well, I guess QuickBooks, right? That's what people use. Well, now QuickBooks is turning around and offering deposit accounts to those clients. And so, you know, bankers need to be really aware of that, right? That old, you know, fox in the hen house scenario. Our approach is to take our tools, make them available through financial institutions at a discount, but everything we do is very collaborative. So we, you know, we provide those back office tools for the business, but it also enhances connectivity in terms of relationship banking, right? So, you know, when a bank needs financing, you know, there's a pain point related to applying for that financing, getting financial statements together and those sorts of things. We facilitate that, you know, enhancing that relationship, allowing the banker to solve more business problems than they do today. And then especially in a capital conversation, speeding that up, right? Handling the data, you know, categorization, getting the reporting together in the first place so that you can then have a conversation about, you know, Mr. Business or Mrs. Business, you know, what is the best solution for you? In my opinion, it's this, right? And that's the real value add, right? Getting the paperwork together is sort of a commoditized piece of it.
Gotcha. So one other question, I got two more questions for you. So seeing that, you know, this is a software that's built in the cloud and it's easily accessible and, you know, banks want to find out, you know, how long does it take to integrate with FinSync? And, you know, what does that look like from a time frame and also just the amount of effort it takes to implement FinSync?
Yeah, so interestingly, we just produced an FAQ about misconceptions about that. What does it take to, you know, work with a fintech and with us specifically? There is a perception out there that implementing a fintech partnership means negotiating with your core, going through an IT exercise of connectivity behind the scenes. And, you know, those those processes, you know, in most people's mind, I think would mean at least, you know, a period of months, if not longer, right? And we've certainly hear stories of implementation that last for over a year. That's not uncommon in this space. Because of the way we are a cloud delivered service, implementing us, you know, realistically, once you, you know, agree to join the FinSync network, we can have you deployed on the next business day. But it's because the way we connect is not anything new or anything required on the bank side. It's already there. Gotcha. So really it's a marketing exercise. It's how do you want to promote these new capabilities that you can give to your business clients? And we help in that regard as well. We do marketing audits and make suggestions there as well. But the, you know, the main takeaway is I think people have a lot of fear about how many committees and what, you know, what that time span could be. And by the time they get there, is this even, you know, what we thought we needed, you know, all those sorts of things, right? So fintechs, I think people need to, at least with regards to us, be aware that it is more of a marketing initiative. Right. And at the end of the day, it's, you know, how can you provide more value to businesses and solve more problems? But the way we deliver it is, you know, we call it plug and play, right? So it's really joining and then we decide how we, you know, promote it.
Absolutely. That's good to know, because I know I've been a part of a few implementations that drag on and on and on, and to have something that's plug and play that you could just, you know, use, like you said, a marketing exercise to really implement and get it done. That's a really good thing. So one of the last few questions I have for you. So, and this is unrelated to anything else. So what books, what podcasts, what are you listening to? What are you reading right now? What interests you?
So I'm in the middle of two books, Outliers by Malcolm Gladwell.
Okay.
Have read a number of his books, big fan there. And then the other one I believe is called 1 Minute to Midnight, which is a historical retelling of the Cuban Missile Crisis, almost play by play. Would recommend both of those.
Okay.
In terms of podcasts, and I'll mention another book in that regard, I'm a little behind on my podcast because I'm not commuting right now.
Right.
But the one that I really like is it's Tim Ferriss. He's the author that did the 4-Hour Work Week.
Yes.
He interviews, you know, a broad swath of successful folks from all walks of life. And for folks that are looking for, you know, more, you know, books to put on the to be read list, he's also a great resource. And he also has a book that is, you know, covers some of the same folks, but Tools of the Titans is a very digestible book that is a compilation of, you know, some very successful folks. And he asked them the same thing. You know, what books, if you had to recommend what book, what would you recommend? So that's a great resource for that as well. But I would recommend the podcast and that book of his.
Awesome. Thank you. I'm always looking for new resources and new books and new things to recommend. So that's great. So what I typically do at the end of the podcast is ask, what is one fun thing or something that nobody knows about you that you would want to share?
I have some odd talents, but I can walk on my hands, actually. So
okay.
I think my wife knows that, but I don't know that very many other people know that. So,
okay. Yeah. That's awesome. Maybe we'll have to get an exercise one day so I can see that happening.
There you go. We'll do it.
So Eddie, thanks for joining me today. How can people get in contact with you guys if they want to, how can banks get in contact with you if they want to reach out and get your services?
Yeah, so definitely head over to fincync.com, FINSYNC.com. And then in the top navigation, you know, the network, have a look there. But they can schedule a demo with us. They can reach out to us. You know, all the standard channels, phone and chat are there as well. But it starts at fincync.com. I would encourage folks to stop by.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Eddie, again. I appreciate your time on Geek Speak Podcast, and hopefully we'll get you on again sometime in the future.
Awesome, Lincoln. I sure appreciate it. Great to see you.
Thanks. Have a good one.
All right. You as well.
Okay.
What a great interview with Eddie Davis of FinSync. I told you that you were going to learn a lot. I told you that you were going to learn what FinSync offers, what's the difference between QuickBooks Online, Gusto, Paychex, and how you can utilize their software at your bank and also for your small business. So I learned a lot in that interview with Eddie. I also learned that Eddie can walk on his hands. Okay. I mean, who would have ever thought? Okay. We have to see that one day, but I really appreciate Eddie being on, and I had a great time with this interview. And I think FinSync is a company that you really need to check out. So I hope you enjoyed this interview, and I hope to see you next time. So I hope you enjoyed today's podcast, and I just want to ask a few favors from you. If you don't mind sharing this podcast with some of your friends, either on social media or wherever you're listening to this podcast right now, I ask if you can share that with your audience. I'd also ask if you can subscribe to the podcast so that you don't miss out on any of the interviews that we're going to be releasing for the remainder of the year in season number 2. And then also, if you don't mind giving us a positive rating and rate the podcast and a review, and also ask any questions that you want to have on the Geek Speak podcast. So again, I want to thank you for joining us, and see you next time.